Hello everyone, this is Dan Sheridan with paulsevangel.com. I have a question to ask you. Who is the greatest apostle who ever lived? Now I want you to think long and hard before you answer that question. Some of you may be thinking right now, well, Peter is the greatest apostle of all, because he's the one who made that great confession that Christ was the Son of the living God back in Matthew 16. Some of you may be thinking, well, it's got to be Paul. I mean, look what Paul did. He traveled the whole world, and he was sent to all the nations, and those great events in the book of Acts where all these people were converted. Some of you may even be thinking, I know what you're going to say, Dan. Dan, you're going to say Paul, because you're always talking about Paul and his letters and his message and how his letters are for us today. Well, let me just answer the question myself. For myself, I would never say that Paul was the greatest apostle who ever lived. And to show you what I mean, I would turn to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, and read you this verse. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, we read, "Whence, holy brethren, partners of a celestial calling, consider the apostle and chief priest of our vow, Jesus." So you see in Hebrews 3, 1, the Lord Jesus is called the apostle. In the Gospel of John, we read constantly how the Lord Jesus was the sent one. He said the Father sent him into the world. The Apostle John writes in his letter, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. So the Lord Jesus is the greatest apostle. He's the sent one of God. So without him, there would be no Peter. There would be no Paul. There would be no John. He is their Savior. He died for them. So the greatest apostle who ever lived is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that we've got that established, I do want to contrast the ministry of the Lord Jesus when he was on earth with the ministry of the Apostle Paul. In Romans 15, verse 8, we read this, "For I am saying that Christ Jesus has become a servant of the circumcision for the sake of the truth of God to confirm the patriarchal promises." So we see, when the Lord Jesus was on earth, he was here for the nation of Israel. The four accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, show us him proclaiming their kingdom to them. In the account of Matthew chapter 15, the Lord Jesus said, "I am not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." We have been pointing out in this program and recent programs how so many people have taken verses out of context, verses that were said by our Lord Jesus on earth in the Gospel of Matthew particularly, and how they have been used to apply to Gentiles today. And people hear this and they lose their faith and they lose their hope when they don't even realize that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is not addressed to them today. So we see the Lord Jesus' ministry was concerning Israel when he was on earth. He said he was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And all that he said was concerning their kingdom. But when we come to Paul, he says in Romans 15, verse 15, "Yet more daringly do I write to you in part as prompting you, because of the grace being given to me from God for me to be the minister of Christ Jesus for the nations." So Christ Jesus in the flesh, when he was here, did not go to the nations. But he sent Paul when he was in heaven, when he was glorified after his ascension. In the book of Acts, he sends the apostle Paul to the nations with a message of grace and concerning a heavenly calling. The Lord Jesus told the Israelites, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall enjoy the allotment of the land." They had an earthly calling. Paul says our citizenship is in heaven. The Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, was a carpenter. He built permanent structures because Israel's hope was on earth and a permanent hope on earth. But Paul was a tent maker because the Gentile nations who believed in Christ had no permanent residence here on earth. Their citizenship was in heaven, and they were waiting for that day when they would see their Lord and enter into their celestial allotment. I hope this comparison and contrast helps. It's Paul for us today, friends. Christ sent Paul to us with a message of grace. Go to those letters and saturate yourself with them. This is Dan Sheridan with paulsevangel.com.